from the supplement to the third part. It should be noted that St. Thomas never finished the Summa, and this supplement was probably written by his confrère, Rinaldo da Piperno. Question 73. The signs that will precede the judgment. Article 1. Whether any signs will precede the Lord's coming to judgment. It is written in Luke 21:25, "There shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars," etc. When Christ shall come to judge, he will appear in the form of glory, on account of the authority becoming a judge. Now it pertains to the dignity of judicial power to have certain signs that induce people to reverence and subjection. And consequently many signs will precede the advent of Christ when he shall come to judgment, in order that the hearts of men be brought to subjection to the coming judge, and be prepared for the judgment, being forewarned by those signs. But it is not easy to know what these signs may be, for the signs of which we read in the Gospels, as St. Augustine says, refer not only to Christ coming to judgment, but also to the time of the sack of Jerusalem, and to the coming of Christ in ceaselessly visiting his church, so that, perhaps, if we consider them carefully, we shall find that none of them refers to the coming advent, as he remarks, because these signs that are mentioned in the Gospels, such as wars, fears, and so forth, have been from the beginning of the human race, unless perhaps we say that at that time they will be more prevalent, although it is uncertain in what degree this increase will foretell the imminence of the advent. First objection. It would seem that the Lord's coming to judgment will not be preceded by any signs, for it is written in 1 Thessalonians, "When they shall say peace and security, then shall sudden destruction come upon them." Now there would be no peace and security if men were terrified by previous signs, therefore signs will not precede that coming. Reply to the first objection. According to St. Augustine, towards the end of the world there will be a general persecution of the good by the wicked, so that at the same time some will fear, namely the good, and some will be secure, namely the wicked. The words, "when they shall say peace and security," refer to the wicked, who will pay little heed to the signs of the coming judgment, while the words of Luke 21:26 should be referred to the good. We may also reply that all these signs that will happen about the time of judgment are reckoned to occur within the time occupied by the judgment, so that the judgment day contains them all. Wherefore, although men be terrified by the signs appearing about the judgment day, yet before those signs begin to appear, the wicked will think themselves to be in peace and security after the death of Antichrist and before the coming of Christ, seeing that the world is not at once destroyed as they thought hitherto. Second objection. Signs are ordained for the manifestation of something, but his coming is to be hidden, wherefore it is written in 1 Thessalonians, "The day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night." Therefore signs ought not to precede it. Reply to the second objection. The day of the Lord is said to come as a thief because the exact time is not known, since it will not be possible to know it from those signs. Although, as we have already said, all these most manifest signs which will precede the judgment immediately may be comprised under the judgment day. Third objection. The time of his first coming was foreknown by the prophets, which does not apply to his second coming. Now no such signs preceded the first coming of Christ, therefore neither will they precede the second. Reply to the third objection. At his first advent, Christ came secretly, although the appointed time was known beforehand by the prophets. Hence there was no need for such signs to appear at his first coming, as will appear at his second, when he will come openly, although the appointed time is hidden.